Trump, Marco Rubio will go down as the best Secretary of State. By Nick Gilbertson on January 21, 2026. President Donald Trump predicted at the World Economic Forum, WEF, on Wednesday that Secretary of State Marco Rubio will go down as the best official ever to hold the post. The president spoke glowingly of Rubio during a question-and-answer session after his speech in Davos, Switzerland. Before praising Rubio's diplomacy skills, Trump noted that the Senate approved Rubio as Secretary of State without a single no vote. Rubio received 99 yeas, with Trump noting they came from both liberal Democrats and radical right Republicans. It turns out the Democrats probably wish they didn't do that, and Marco has been fantastic, Trump told the WEF, calling on Rubio to stand up. You have done a great job as Secretary of State. He's going to go down as the best Secretary of State. Trump, with Rubio as his top deputy on foreign policy, has helped settle or de-escalate 8 wars or conflicts around the globe in the first year of his second administration. They achieved the Middle East peace deal while reaching ceasefires or de-escalation between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of Rwanda, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, India and Pakistan, Cambodia and Thailand, Egypt and Ethiopia, and Israel and Iran. The U.S. also reportedly helped prevent what could have escalated into a conflict between Serbia and Kosovo. Trump discussed the Middle East deal during the question-and-answer session, a day ahead of the charter announcement for the Board of Peace, established by the United Nations Security Council in support of Trump's 20-point peace plan in Gaza. Trump is the board chairman. There are some little situations like Hamas, and Hamas has agreed to give up their weapons. Now, you know, they were born with a weapon in their hands, so it's not easy to do when they were born. They were born with a rifle in their hand. It's not an easy thing for them, he said. That's what they agreed to, they've got to do it, and we're going to know. Over the next 2 or 3 days, certainly over the next 3 weeks, whether or not they're going to do it. If they don't do it, they'll be blown away very quickly. They'll be blown away, he added. After the discussion, Trump began to meet with world leaders, including Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.